be not weary in well-doing. Our churches are often appealed to for gifts and offerings to aid missionary enterprises in the home field and to sustain foreign missionary work. Let us not become impatient because we are often asked to give a portion of the means entrusted to us for the upbuilding of the cause of God. Just now, the work in Washington demands our immediate consideration. Recent developments in Washington show that the removal of the General Conference offices to that city was a right move, and a move made none too soon. Our churches have shown much liberality, but they have not done all that they are able to do. Some have carried very heavy burdens, but there are others who are not willing to deny self. I appeal to every family of believers in our land to consecrate themselves to the work of soul saving, pledging themselves to advance the Lord's work by every means within their power. Let the older ones repress the desire to gratify self, and let the children be taught to save their pennies for the Lord. Let parents take up the cross of self-sacrifice, which lies so plainly in the pathway of holiness. Let the young men and young women who are tempted to expend means to gratify self say, "No, I will not rob the cause of God by spending money for that which is useless." Ellen G. White.